Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Some of you that have heard this podcast before might know that I'm quite the connoisseur of Latin American food. And if you're like me and you like a good sit-down restaurant with great Latin American cuisine, check out Fiesta Acapulco, located in Stony Point, New York. By golly, they have the best Latin American food in Stony Point by far. And some of the dishes, I mean, obviously empanadas and quesadillas and so on, but the steak and shrimp, perfectly seasoned. You definitely don't want to miss dining out with your friends or significant other. Just a great atmosphere. And they also have a catering hall, one part of the restaurant, where you can bring in 30 or 50 people for a birthday party or a special event. And also the nightlife is starting to kick in a little bit there too. If you go there on like, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, it's a really festive atmosphere. And certainly bringing in the Latin American flavor, dance, and music. So check them out. You could go online at FiestaAcapulcoNY.com. And again, they're located in Stony Point, New York. And if you see Jose, one of the owners, tell him Tom sent you. Episode number 21, lucky 21 of this 24th, not really, 5th season, but 2024 season of Work Smarter, Not Harder. As always, thanks for joining us. This is going to be a really short podcast because, quite frankly, it's very busy today, which is part of the theme of today's podcast. But first of all, I have another announcement to make about Stony Music Fest. As you know, we've been running a music festival locally in Stony Point, New York for now the past 10 years. This is going to be our 10th and final Stony Music Fest. And I am pleased to announce the charitable recipient, because we have a charitable recipient for the proceeds every year, and it is none other than Bridges. And Bridges is in Rockland County. It's an independent living center and service. They help people with disabilities to determine their own lives and works, to overcome barriers, little indifference, and what we call the quiet prejudice of low expectations. They help businesses to connect with people that have certain setbacks, and help to increase access to all those services that we all deserve to use. Fantastic organization, really happy to have them on as the charitable recipient for Stony Music Fest 10, the finale, and more to talk about in future episodes about that. We'll probably have an interview with Carlos, who's the current director of Bridges. He's a great guy. But that actually leads me into the topic today. And, I like to bring up analogies, and I got a pretty cool one today. It's called Catching the Wave. I recently got the chance to attend my really good friend Dan's wedding to his bride, Claire. Dan and Claire, I wish you all the best for all your life and happy marriage. A lot of jokes and cool, fun adventures. And Claire, it's great to know you, and it's a pleasure that my wife and I can hang out. All right, let me stop making it weird. It was a great time. We went on vacation to Costa Rica because it was a destination wedding. It was just fantastic. And one day, I was hanging out on the beach, and I was just watching the waves come in. And I was watching surfers, how they set up for the next wave that's coming in. Now, if you ever watch a surfer do what they do, typically the first step is they swim out there with the board. By the way, I'm not a surfer, but this is what I'm perceiving. So, you know, they swim out to the place where they could catch the wave. They got to pick the right location, of course. And then they just sit and they're patient and they watch, and they'll sit on the board for a little while. And if they catch it early on, they'll detect the pattern that occurs over the horizon sometimes, that a wave is starting to come that's going to, let's just say, peak or crest, as they call it in wave science, crest at around the point where the surfer happens to be. So if they pick it up, if they catch it at the right time, then they'll hop, you know, they'll turn around, they'll start swimming to catch the wave, and they'll hop on the board, and then they'll surf on in, and it's a really cool scene whenever that happens, especially for us on the shore that aren't on the surfboard. But much more cooler, you know, if you're on the surfboard and you know how to do that. Anyway, so there's another element to this that's not often talked. You might have heard the surfing analogy before, but I noticed that the surfer doesn't look back behind him or her to watch the wave behind while surfing the current wave. So, you know, in business, and this happened to me with the Stony Music Fest stuff this morning, you know, we found out about Bridges being the charitable recipient. We actually created some graphics. We sent some text messages out. So, and I got literally about 63 messages back that I was like, okay, I can respond, but then all of the other business pressures, especially the things in my calendar that I set up, kept me from doing that. In other words, there's another wave behind me, and it has to do with those text messages specifically to the Stony Music Fest, but I'm not going to worry about that until I ride this wave in with the business stuff that I'm working on today, because we had a plan and we're going to stick to it. So what I would encourage you to do is, if you got multiple waves coming in, sometimes you got to give it your best guess. Hop on the wave that you think is going to be most beneficial for your goals and your forward movement. And when you hop on that wave, don't look back. If you know this is the right wave to be on, there is no need to look behind you. Maybe you got to keep what's going on in front of you in the forefront. But you'll catch another wave after this. Just enjoy the ride, if you will. Anyway, that's all for today, and I'm just going to end on that. You guys have a great day. We'll see you for another episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder, real soon. Take care for now.